Oh. This call is being recorded.
What's going on, man?
Yo, what up?
Hey.
So just calling, touch base, checking in, see where we're at with the paintings. I'm in the process of, you know, working on this rarity spreadsheet that will give us the calculations of the rarity scores.
Mm-hmm.
So as I do it, I'm going through all these traits, and I kind of wanted to see what was painted, what was still left to go, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, do you want a full rundown of what needs to be painted, or what do you think?
Yeah. So we're basically getting pretty close to all the hair being done, right?
The hair, yeah. I'm on the last few pieces. Starting on the mullet now. The Bob Ross will be easy and quick.
All right, we got to add that to the list. On my list, the Bob Ross isn't there on my list.
It is on your list or no?
No, it's not, so I got to add that.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that after. I forgot to put it on the list.
Bob Ross.
I got to pull a little Bob Ross. You know, a little tribute to one of the classic painters we all know.
He's the GOAT, bro.
So, yeah, basically it goes like Da Vinci, number 3, Michelangelo, 2, and then Bob Ross at number 1.
Bob, really? Really? Well, I mean, like, we were perfectly in that age range where, like, I remember every time I would get sick from school, I would stay home and, like, that was the only thing that was on, besides The Price is Right, was Bob Ross, like, doing paintings.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, the hair should be done. You know, I should be able to finish the long hair, the long classic Jesus hair tonight, and at least get the blocking in done on the mullet. And blocking in Bob Ross hair, the afro. So those are the last 3 that need to be done. Everything else has been uploaded. So you can work on everything else in the meantime. Do you want to go down the full list? What still needs to be done?
Yeah. So basically, like, tomorrow or the next day, the hair and all the backgrounds, we're done with all of them.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, I don't, as long as there's no issues or anything crazy, like sometimes hair is weird. The mullet, like the Ben Franklin hair, like presented some challenges that I wasn't expecting, and it took a little longer. But by end of tomorrow, I predict the hair will all be done. The backgrounds will be done. I have a to-do list here for what needs to be done still. Oh, the powdered wig, bro. We keep forgetting about that.
Oh, we need the powdered wig. This is non-negotiable.
Yeah, that shouldn't be too complicated. I've been looking at the reference photo. I might add, like, those little curly, you know, like, above the ears. There's usually, like, 2 kind of, like thin, long, like, curled bits. Like, they look like little hair cylinders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So in the reference,
I have that
in there.
No, I feel like we need a powder wig where it's got lots of little hair cylinders.
Well, I'll have to see. I mean, the reference photo I sent doesn't have any. It's just kind of like
coif.
Like a big head of white hair, white gray hair.
How did they do those curly things back in the day? They didn't have curling irons.
They probably just wrapped it around something cylindrical, like a piece of wood, and then, like, treated it so that it stayed in place.
Okay, so you're going to focus on the hair.
Yeah, so I really just want to, because I have everything written out, I really just kind of want to go down the list and check it all off.
Okay, so, but, like, with these things, for my purposes, are you cool? Like, so I guess I will make the rarities. And then I'll just run them by you to make sure you're cool with them.
Yeah, man.
I feel like we need to make, like, we have to remember we can't make all the funniest ones the most rare because we want the meme aspect. So we're just going to have to figure out the balance between what that looks like, you know? Like maybe make the comb over ones pretty. Maybe make the mullet and the comb over ones like pretty common. I'm not sure. We'll figure that out as like we finish, but
I think we need to run the Python script with all the options and see what it spits out. You know, you're going to put your rarities in there first, but like we don't know how the program is going to react. We don't know what it's going to give us. So
yeah, but I need a basic. I need a basic, like even just like for the first run, I need a basic, like we're using XYZ certain amount of times, you know, certain percentage.
Yeah.
So like the classic probably, Jesus hair should probably be the most common, right?
That's what I was thinking. Probably like at least a full third of the option should be the classic Jesus.
30% classic Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, and then the rest will have like a mixture of everything. And so the most common will probably be the classic Jesus. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, what do you think is the most rare?
Most rare? The Ziggy Stardust? I'm not sure what you want.
I'm not sure either. It's like, what's the most... the most rare option. That's a good one. The Bob Ross might be a good one to be the most rare.
That would be funny.
The powdered wig should be pretty rare, right? But that one's kind of funny. Like, the meme value of the powdered wig is pretty strong.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Play with it in your head. Like, I'll let you set the percentages, like, whatever you think.
Okay.
You know, if you want my input, I'll give it to you. But, like, I'm not too worried about that.
Okay.
Do you want to know what else is on the list? Like, there's a bunch of stuff I got to take care of. But I do have it listed out here.
Yeah, but lots of them, like, I feel like the hair and the clothes are the ones that are take serious amounts of time. The other things you seem to just bang them out pretty quick.
The hats will be the... will be the next longest to do because they're a little bigger and just more curves and shadows and stuff. So we got to do the rest of the hair, the rest of the hats, eyewear, piercings, facial hair, tattoos, and clothing. So I do have my work cut out for me, but I'm excited to just keep going for it, man. I'm loving what you're doing in Photoshop, putting things together, seeing new combinations. It's really funny. Very strange to see because I've never really done this sort of art before, but so it's really cool to see you compositing things into, like, the finished product.
You know what was really dope to see and really actually just fascinating to see? So you know how I've been saying, like, the way you painted Jesus' eyes made him so mystical? And, like, almost attractive in a way. Especially, like, the one we did on Friday with the Chance the Rapper hat and, like, the ridiculous chops beard. Like, he still looked like pretty Chad-looking Jesus. Like, but now when we did the male pattern baldness Jesus, he's, like, not attractive anymore. It's so funny. Like, he still kind of is, but, like, definitely less so.
Yeah, I think that's what Ben Franklin hair does to everyone. So I think we knew that. I mean, plus, in that one, I haven't seen him without the Solana shade. So maybe, you know, the shades add something to that specific character with the tank top and the Ben Franklin hair and the shades all together. Like, that's an NFT right there. But, like, I'm curious to see what he looks like without the shades on, too.
Yeah, no, I am curious. We'll see what our script spits us out. How are you going to do, I've been wondering this whole time, like, how are you going to do the Bitcoin laser eyes?
So I was thinking what we can do is, the laser eyes themselves is not an issue. Cause they'll be like solid.
You're going to paint them off the canvas though?
off the canvas, yeah, because there's no way for you to capture it unless it has a white background. And what I can do is I'll do the laser eyes, like, opaquely. So when you snatch them off the paper, you can't see through them. But I can do, like, a watered down, like, a very thinned out red to make, like, the glow around the eyes.
Right, right.
And you can grab everything, including the glow, and turn the opacity down on the glow if you need to.
Yeah, I guess the I'll just have to play with it, because if you're like, if you have a white background and you have that glow, it's like being able to capture that without having any of the white in it. So I'll probably just have to take like the eraser tool and like fade it. You know what I mean? But if you don't do the glow, I can also add the glow.
Yeah, maybe I just paint the eyes, like the glowing eyes.
Well, like the laser beams, you know, because they're like laser beams that go out usually, right?
I don't know about laser beams. The Bitcoin
well,
eyes,
like, they're
like they're glowing. They're not like shooting laser beams.
Now they don't have like long streaks of like lasery things. Am I making shit up?
I don't think so. This sounds like from what I saw, because I did the search on it. Everything I saw was like, they kind of have like, you know how like when a star is sometimes drawn, it kind of has like a glowing cross over it to show how it twinkles a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, here we go.
Star,
yeah, here. Well, here, I got Tom Brady's. Send it to you in Telegram.
So,
cool.
Yeah, that, like, that thing that's kind of, like, shooting out, that, like, shows, like, it shows that something is, like, it's emitting light. It's not, like, it's shooting lasers out of his eyes. It's, like, his eyes are glowing, and those lines kind of show off of the eyes, you know, how they're emitting light. So yeah, that shouldn't be hard at all.
Okay.
It'll just be like probably the weirdest one for you to actually cut out and apply, but like, I don't see why you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to figure it out.
Yeah, no, I can figure it out.
All right, so yeah, I have to do hats, eyewear, piercings, facial hair, tattoos, and clothing. Yeah, I'm just going to keep going hard at it, man, knocking them off one at a time.
You already have, like, a handful of things done in each of these categories, though.
Yeah, that's what I have left. I can go through them if you want. Is that what you want to do on the phone right now?
No, I mean, I guess we don't have to. What are your thoughts on, like, when should we drop to the community that all of these different options? Like the week before, maybe a few days before. Like, I feel like they'll start getting hyped. Like, as we got to drop the,
well, I mean,
the list.
Every time, I don't think we need to drop anything per se. I mean, every time I move forward, every time I do something, I post photos about it, you know, the progress. So it's like people know the options as I finish them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know, how do other projects do it? Are they listing every single option that they made in the computer before people see them? Like,
I'm not really paying attention to other projects, but I have seen the ones that I have like checked out before they drop. Usually, like when they drop their website, which ends up being a day or two or a few days before, on their website will be like the list of the different traits.
Yeah, and they'll also be inside your spreadsheet. So since you're planning on doing, you know, revealing the rarity of each item and accessory or whatever it is, that will also include the full list of things, you know? So it's like, I don't think we necessarily need to put out a list or reveal anything. We're also going to be putting out test images. We'll be doing test images, you know, up probably until the day we launch. So we're going to have people
giveaways.
Yeah, and people will be able to see, you know, the different options, enough for them to decide if they want to buy or not. I think some of them should be a surprise, too, because, like, you know, I imagine clicking on minting an NFT, and it's like thinking, and then it shows me what it is. And if I already know everything on the picture, and there's no surprise or anything, it's almost kind of like a letdown. Like, it would be nice to be able to see something you weren't expecting. But that's just me.
Good
I don't
point.
Know.
No, it's definitely a good point.
Leaves a little bit of a mystery in it. And maybe we just, you know, you put the list up of the rarities the day before we launch or 2 days or whatever it is.
Yep.
All right, man. I want to get back, unless you got something else for me, I want to get back to knocking these off the list. Is there something else you wanted to talk about?
No, I'm just, so we already solidified the roadmap. I'm going to post that in Discord tonight. So obviously I'm sure there might be some questions, so we'll just look out for those, but yeah, I'm getting stoked, bro.
Yeah, me too. So we're nearly there, man. This is I'm having a blast doing this thing. I know you're having
so,
a blast too.
Yeah, I mean, and it's looking like second week of September is going to happen. We obviously don't have an exact date and time, and we can't. I don't think we should put out an exact date and time, but looks like we're right on pace for that, so that's dope, bro. I'm, like, so excited. It's really incredible, man, to just, like, one day we just had an idea, and here we are. So,
yeah. Sweet. We started about 4 weeks ago, 4.5 weeks ago, and by the time the project comes out, it'll be a month and a half, basically a month and a half from start to finish. That's a quick turnaround.
Considering you painted everything, it's a pretty wild turnaround time.
Yeah, and I know I still have more to do, but, like, I have enough time to get it all done and confident. It seems like people like the art as well. So it's a plus. Like, I think sometimes people just they'll buy the NFT because they know they can resell it. If people are actually into the art, like, that's a cool thing for me.
Yeah, no, I think obviously since it's an NFT project, you're going to have a mixture of things. You know, like, you're going to have people that buy into the project because they just really fuck with the artwork and they think it's sick and dope. And obviously as the artists and the people that dream this art up, like, that's to me the most rewarding thing. But also as a business person and entrepreneur, obviously I want to make the project worthwhile for people who just want to flip them as well. Like, I think both aspects are really important and valuable, and we got to do the best we can to tailor to both those to both those energies, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think we're striking a good balance. I think the project is well-rounded and well-thought-out. So I don't really have much anxiety over if it will do well or not. I think people will like it, and we'll just have to keep our nose to the grindstone, looking forward. And I know once it's the day we launch, we're going to be looking forward even more to the next stage, the next step in the roadmap. A lot of great things coming up. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too, man. And I think, like, in anything, not just NFTs and crypto, like, in any endeavor in the world, when you're doing something unique and different, like, there's going to be a large percentage of the people who just, like, don't get it and they're tuned out. But you're also at the same time going to attract a smaller group of people that are, like, they see the value, they see the vision, and they just fuck with it so hard that they become super fans and they, like, push it and they move it forward. So, I mean, I think it seems like that's what we're doing here. At least based upon the DMs that I've been getting privately and on Twitter and things, like, people that are into it and see the vision seem to be, like, really, really into it. And so that's dope,
yeah,
dude. It's just, like, because, you know, like, especially when you're doing something unique and different, you don't always know. You don't always know how it will be received.
Yeah, it's kind of like this whole thing is like a passion project. You never know if someone else is going to be like, bro, you know, your passion sucks. I'm not buying this.
I know.
But it doesn't
and especially
like that. People seem to like it, so I'm glad about that.
But I mean, especially when you like you put the five letters in a row, J E S U S. Like that's already like you never know how that's going to be received, even if it's a meme.
No, definitely. But,
you know, it's like listen, the only triggering thing. What?
I'm just saying, I'm not worried about that at all, honestly. Like,
no, dude,
let's just
either.
focus on, like, nailing the end. We're definitely in the home stretch here, and we're doing well. And
let's go, bro. All right.
I'll let you go for now.
Fucking go.
I really want to get these hair paintings done tonight, uploaded for you, so you can mess with them and isolate them. Looking forward to like. Bro, whatever the mullet Jesus is gonna look like I'm into it. I'm already there. I'm already there for it.
I can't wait. All right, bro. I'm gonna finish the roadmap, post that in Discord, and I'm gonna send you some more little test images tonight after my night session of cutting stuff up.
All right, sounds good, man. I'll talk to you.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.